It's time for the Baseball Insider. I am Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. And Andy, Red Sox getting ready for a series to open in Milwaukee Tuesday, but where are they and how are you feeling about the team?
Well, coming into the Interleague Series on Tuesday, beginning tomorrow night, Red Sox come in at 17-14 in third place in the AL East. And they're, of course, trailing the first place Yankees, who swept the Cubs over the weekend. And, well, overall, I guess you can look at the weekend for the Red Sox and say, well, things are looking a lot better. They finally exploded for some runs. Saturday scoring 11 times against the Twins, and Sunday 17 more runs, including 10 in the top of the ninth. Sox started to hit some home runs over the weekend as well. They hit five yesterday, including two by Sandy Leon. Chris Young had a pair on Saturday. So things look a little better on the offense. But overall, during the week, earlier in the week, they were up and down with the Orioles, splitting that series. They lost the Friday game to Minnesota on a walk-off home run. So I guess we'll take the end of the week as the positive note going forward.
Yeah, obviously the bats were the positive spot. However, you also had earlier in the week, Andy, as you mentioned, with the Orioles and so on, you have errors, you have the Adam Jones incident with the team, and that has nothing to do with the players themselves, but just our knucklehead fans there, but a few of them anyways. But any other thoughts on this past week?
Well, yeah, obviously you mentioned the situation with the fan yelling at Adam Jones. That put a kind of a damper over the Red Sox in Fenway Park earlier in the week, so we'll see how that plays out going forward. But, I mean, even still, the Red Sox were still playing a little bit of beanball with the Orioles going back and forth. The Orioles pitcher hit Xander Bogaerts on Wednesday, and there were people getting ejected right away. The Baltimore pitcher just in the first inning there. So there was a lot going on back earlier on Tuesday, sailed through behind Manny Machado. So there's definitely, between the Adam Jones situation, balls being thrown at players back and forth, you know, they say that the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry is dead. I think they're right on that. But right now, I think we have a new rivalry with the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to see how it's going to play out the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Andy, this may be before your time, but in the late 70s, that was a hot rivalry with the Yankees. A lot of hate going on back then. We talk about hate today. Oh, man, there was hate back then.
Oh, a lot different back then than now, that's for sure. But, I mean, you can just say the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry in the early 2000s up until 2004, that got hot and heated pretty good getting up to that point as well. So it would be nice to see something a little interesting like that going on, because things got kind of quiet around here in Red Sox land when it came to having a rivalry against someone that, you know, things get real interesting.
Well, we talked, I don't know how many times, Andy, in the months for now, we've talked about third base, and it continues to be kind of a problem for the team.
Definitely. Injuries are an issue, no question about it. We have situations with the starting pitching. We lost Stephen Wright earlier in the week. He's out for the season now with a left knee injury. You got the situation with David Price throwing simulated games. He's going to throw four more simulated innings on Tuesday to see if he can come back. That's saying potentially if that goes well, he'll be on track for the end of this month. So now you have Kyle Kendrick coming up from Pawtucket. He made his first start this year for the Sox on Thursday against Baltimore. Didn't fare too well. So definitely the situation with injuries are an issue. We still have players like Marco Hernandez on the DL, Barack Holt, so Pablo Sandoval. So there's a lot of juggling going on definitely with John Farrell on his roster.
We're talking with Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. And Andy, any other notes on the Red Sox before we jump to some Major League Baseball topics?
Well, a couple interesting notes. A lot of people comparing Andrew Benintendi to Fred Lynn, saying he's the next Fred Lynn. And kind of an interesting note that came across over the weekend. Through the first 30 games of Fred Lynn's MVP and Rookie of the Year season in 1975, Lynn was batting .319, four home runs, 16 RBIs, and had three-hit games. Benintendi is still technically a rookie this year. He didn't have enough plate appearances last year, so he still qualifies to be a Rookie of the Year. So for the first 30 games of this season, Benintendi's batting .319, same average, four home runs, same as Lynn, 18 RBIs, two more than Fred. He has 3 four-hit games compared to Lynn's three-hit games. So, very comparable numbers to the first 30 games. I thought that was an interesting side note.
That is. That's fascinating. I didn't realize. I knew there was some talk, but thanks for bringing that into focus for me anyway. Yeah, that's great. And let's go to Major League Baseball, Andy. And we begin with Sunday night, Yankees Cubs.
Well, there's plenty of baseball to be had on Sunday night if you're looking for a game to watch. In fact, you kind of watch two in one night. Basically, Yankees and Cubs. They played the longest game so far this season, 18 innings. Took 6 hours, 5 minutes to play. The longest ESPN Sunday night baseball game ever. Also, the longest interleague game ever. And the Yankees came away with that 5-4 win. game also set Major League Baseball history for combined strikeouts in a game with 48. The previous record was 43 in a 20-inning game back in 1971 between the A's and the Angels.
And the Mets are making some news too, right?
Yeah, they got some news. One of their, you know, their number one starter, Noah Syndergaard, he's been transferred from the 10-day to the 60-day disabled list with a partial tear of his right lat muscle. But the big news over the weekend, one of their other top starters, Matt Harvey, he's been suspended 3 games, violating team rules. He did not show up at Citi Field on Saturday. He claimed he had a migraine. It was a miscommunication with the team. Harvey's had issues going back with the Mets last year and beyond. So now Harvey's filing a grievance of that suspension. The suspension would be, of course, without pay. So the loss of the 3 games and his suspension, he'd lose $82,000. Not a bad 3 days' work.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. You should file a grievance on that for $82,000. Right, yeah. And I guess close it out for us with the other MLB notes, Sandy.
Well, a couple other quick things. Yankee rookie outfielder Aaron Judge continues to show his power. 2 home runs on Tuesday, 1 more on Wednesday. He becomes the youngest player to hit 13 home runs in the first 26 games of the season. Actually playing at Wrigley Field over the weekend, the Cubs were able to keep him in the yard. And then Reds outfielder Billy Hamilton, one of the fastest runners in Major League Baseball, he wants to race Cincinnati Bengals number one draft pick, wide receiver John Ross, in the 40-yard dash in a charity event. At the NFL Combine this year, Ross set the record for the 40-yard dash at 4.22 seconds. Hamilton said the last time he was timed in the 40 was back in the 9th grade at 4.5 seconds. So I'm sure the Reds wouldn't go along with this, with concern that he could pull a hamstring or do something to get himself injured. But that would be quite an interesting little race to see between those two players in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I love it. Sport football versus baseball or whatever. Absolutely. Yeah, not a bad idea.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not our hamstrings.
Wouldn't happen to us. It'd take us maybe 4 minutes to do the 40.
No, 45, whatever. This, yeah, we'd get bored at trying to finish the 40-yard dash. It would take us so long. All right, Andy. We'll stop there and leave it on that sad, pathetic, aged note on that. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll check in next week.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider here. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.